a new book called Teach. He shares respect on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation, being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmonds says, real reading is a higher form of consciousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. He authorizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information, produces a world conversation. He also exhorts educators to see these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our creed and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeier. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Moment of panic. Terror. Really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatlawyourdebt.com. Tables on the banksters, collecting agencies, and other crooks. Whatlawyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinar experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is full. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, it's imminent. If you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot credit any, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatlawyourdebt.com, we will refund 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America. I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-cops gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today, going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alert, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our nation. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly. 877-605-9200.
Really Happen radio show. history the government hopes you never learn. Here's your host, Michael Rowe.
And aloha, America. Welcome to the show. We got callers on the line, and we're going to go to Eugene in Ohio. Aloha, Eugene. Welcome to the show. Your mind.
Hi, Mike. Let's talk about the Jew order. It's been
okay, thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Peter in Wisconsin. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I would like to hearken back just for a moment, if I could, to the second to the last caller, I believe, in the previous hour, was having a question on Muammar Gaddafi and possible U.S. involvement in his demise. Would you point him to the snippet of video in which Secretary of State Hillary Clinton on October 21st, 2011, was caught saying she had just heard the first unconfirmed reports of Gaddafi's death. We came, he died. She engaged in a very hearty bit of laughter. So ironclad proof, but it's funny to make that statement. We came, we saw, he died.
It's very revealing. We've had the video up at whatreallyhappened.com on numerous occasions and probably will continue so as we get closer and closer to 2016.
Yes. Thank you, Michael, and we're still running the water here and will be until April to keep the pipes from freezing here in southern Wisconsin.
Yeah, I can imagine. And by the way, there is yet another winter storm heading for the northeast. NOAA is now acknowledging that just over the last week, new cold weather records outnumbered warm weather 66 to 1. So anytime there was a high temperature for this time of the year, the carbon Nazis, see, it's warming. No, you're outnumbered 66 to 1 on that. All righty, phone lines are open right now. I wanted to explain a little bit. I got a few stories to finish up in this hour before we get on to Ben Swan here. The ex-German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder is putting the blame for the Ukrainian situation squarely on the Union. And we know that they were a major player. The European Union was to lure the Ukraine into the European Union, shackle the Ukrainian people to the permanent debt slavery of the European Central Bank. The former, the ousted elected government of Ukraine had second thoughts. Russia came in and made them a far more attractive offer for support. And the former Ukraine said, we like the Russians' offer better. And they changed their mind. Now, everybody has the right to do that. If you're down there looking at a couple of used cars and, you know, this deal is better than the other deal, you should have that right to find the best deal for yourself, right? Commons. It was at that point when the Ukraine backed out of the proposal to join the European Union and the European Central Bank. That's where all these agent provocateurs poured in, snipers killing people. Oh, the government of Ukraine is killing their own people. And the overthrow was on. And everybody recognizes that what started this whole mess. And now, of course, it is blowing up in their face. Of course, with war hawks who think war with Russia is a really good idea, like John McCain and Dick Cheney and the rest of it. Oh, it's a really, really good idea here. But a lot of people are calling it a powder keg. And an interesting article from altmarket.com. They're going back and saying this is all driven by greed, by financial interests. And there's a quote there from this article, very similar to what I'm saying over in All Wars Are Bankers. With the exception of a few revolutions, most wars are instigated and controlled by financial elites, manipulating governments on both sides of the game to produce a preconceived result, which is debt slavery for sides in conflict for the next 100 years. The rise of national socialism in Germany, largely by entities of the United States. We know Brown Brothers Harriman was definitely in there. Rockefeller giant Standard Oil helped fund the rise of the Nazis. J.P. Morgan, even IBM, which built the computers used to organize the concentration camps. So that's basically what it all is. The bankers cannot stand the idea of a human population not debt slaves to them. And they can and have and will continue to start wars to maintain their scam until the people of planet Earth finally realize how they're being played and decide to do something about it. Now, Crimean leaders are already criticizing Kiev for basically selling the Ukraine off to the IMF in exchange for loans. I mean, that's, we've seen the same pattern again. Get a nation into a severe financial hardship, offer them a loan, and put conditions on it, including the privatization of public assets. And the new puppet government in Kiev is saying, yeah, fine, buy all this stuff, you know, and turn it into for rent operations here. And then we've seen that in every one of these nations. the slave to the private central bank. There's austerity for the people and privatization of the public asset. Looting of the planet is going on by money junkies, and it gets even worse than that. Because according to Iskra News, the Ukraine government's gold reserves were loaded onto a transport aircraft at Kiev's Borispol Airport. And apparently is being flown to the United States for storage at the New York Federal Reserve. Good luck getting it back. They should have talked to the Germans before they shipped their gold out of the country. My goodness here. Let's see. Article over in Voice of Russia. The U.S., NATO, and the West use economics to enslave countries. See, the whole world is waking up to this banker scam. And saying what we're seeing happening in the Ukraine is identical to what we saw in Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, Syria, before the former Republic of Yugoslavia. The U.S. overthrows government, brings in a new government, and the first thing the new government does is impose poverty on the people and sells the public assets into private corporate ownership. Let's see, Dick Cheney was out there, this was on Press TV, saying that Obama has to leave the military options against Russia open. Here's your rifle, Dick. Here's your parachute. Watch your head climbing into that transport plane, and we'll call Putin and tell him you are on your way to kick his butt all by yourself. But after decades of lies by the U.S. government to try and trick us into more wars, you will understand if we sit this one out and keep our children safe at home. Sarah Palin, who apparently is officially in the running for 2016 president, talk about the triumph of hope over experience. She was out there openly advocating nuclear war. And apparently she said the only thing that stops a bad guy with a nuke is a good guy with a nuke. And somebody needs to remind Ms. Palin, a.k.a. Caribou Barbie, that for all the talk about Russia's nuclear threat and Iran's nuclear threat and Iraq's nuclear threat, and one nation has ever actually used nuclear weapons of mass destruction against the civilians of another country, and that's the United States, when they bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki. All righty. Let's see. Russia's talking about rearming amid the new threat from the U.S. and NATO. And I'm sure over at the White House they're saying, yeah, we got the Cold War started again. That shut up those dumb Americans about IRS gate, Benghazi, the crashing economy, NSA spying. Nothing like a good threat of evil Russians to keep everybody in line, because that sure worked back in the 1950s and 1960s. That was back when we were all brainwashed to spoil ourselves when we heard the word commie. Do what we tell you, the commie is going to get you. And I was so brainwashed, I grew up thinking commies were just inherently evil people. Actually met a few, and they were actually very nice, very pleasant people. So somebody actually sent me a graphic the other day that had a one sentiment on it. War is when government sends you out to fight your enemies. Revolution is when you figure out your enemies yourself. And I think that's kind of where we are. And we realize that the people we're being told to hate and oppose aren't the problem. People telling us who to hate and oppose are the problem. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there's never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our best germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, supernaturalsilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself or loved a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. The world today more volatile than ever. The future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com. Call 928-853-2821.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, SPAM and super male plaques, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
What?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're getting an update on Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. Apparently, Cathay Pacific airliner en route to Hong Kong reported seeing a large debris field on the surface of the ocean. This debris field is apparently 520 kilometers northeast of the last known radar position for the aircraft and is apparently considerably south of the original flight plan. Remember, as the plane, just before it lost radar transponder, it was starting to turn to the right. So a commercial ship in the area has confirmed reports of the debris. Spokeswoman for Malaysia Airlines saying they haven't actually heard anything yet, search and rescue are scrambling to the area. They even have a picture in this article. I just linked it to whatreallyhappened.com. Looks to me like they may have found where the airplane actually did go down. And apparently from the location of the debris, it did continue flying for a considerable amount of time after the radar track was lost. So struggling with malfunction, botched hijacking, it remains to be seen. All righty. As I mentioned earlier in the show, over this last weekend, in fact, over the last week, the corporate media has just been using a snowblower to shovel the anti-Russian propaganda bovine excrement at us. And it's even catching attention in other parts of the independent media. Tomato Bubble was talking about how all the ad agencies in Hollywood are just, you know, out there selling the return to the Cold War. Our government and our military-industrial complex, they have been lost since the end of the Cold War. How to just scare the American people out of more money for bombs and bullets and brass. Costs a lot of money to keep all those military officers in brass and ribbons. And they got to have bombs behind them, because if you have those military officers with brass and ribbons and no bombs and behind them, frankly, it looks like a marching band that lost its musical instruments. So they got to have bombs and bullets and bombers and all this other stuff at huge expense. And again, from a propaganda and control point of view, our government misses the glory days of the Cold War. They could sell us any war, any intervention, Vietnam, whatever, by saying, if we don't go in there, the commies are going to win. You don't want the commies to win, do you? Well, I don't think it's going to have the same effect today. because the American people are sadder but wiser. They know this government lies to them constantly. I don't think the American people are going to just blindly sell on to a new Cold War with the Russians, especially with the recent history of cooperation and friendship with Russia. Certainly watching how Putin defused the Syria situation. I don't think anybody in America is going to blindly say, oh, all of a sudden the Russians are the bad guys and we have to throw our babies' money on to the Russians until finally too late. Which they won't do. I mean, that was a fact of the original Cold War. The idea was to just take all this money away from both populations. Both sides were playing the game. Take all this money away from the populations, build all these weapons and stuff, never actually get into a war because you really didn't want the other guy to go away because it was such a beautiful scam. And then when the Soviet Union collapsed and the American people said, okay, Cold War's over, where's the peace dividend? We want our tax money spent on us. And the government said, oh, no, wait a minute, wait a minute. No, we have new wars. It's a war on drugs and a war on poverty, a war on terrorism and a war on dangling participles. And we have to go on taking and building weapons and spy systems and hardware to fight all these other wars here. Just constantly trying to keep us in a state of war, which delude us. That was part of the coming out of the project for the new American century. They literally proposed an entire century, 100 years of unending U.S. war on the rest of the world at hideous expense to you, the people. At hideous losses to our young people in uniform, but it was going to be wealth and privilege and power for everybody at the top of the military-industrial complex. Interesting little story came out of Consortium Newscom, how the U.S. media is starting to attack Russia today over its bias. Its bias. It's refusing to report the Ukrainian crisis from our view. They're biased. And they're basically trying to attack Russia Today's credibility. Because after all, they're funded by the Russian government. Well, our complete media is co-opted by Mockingbird, FBI, military intelligence. And let's get down to the bottom line. It wasn't Russia Today that lied to us about Saddam Hussein had nuclear weapons. It was ABC, CNN, NBC, CBS, Fox. They all lied to us about Saddam nuclear weapons. Russia Today did not. All other things being equal, I tend to trust Russia Today more than I trust any of the American corporate media. India has sided with Russia over the Ukraine crisis. Japan is refusing, like Great Britain, to impose sanctions against Russia. So all of our so-called erstwhile allies, they're bailing on this thing. They realize that the U.S. is literally risking a nuclear war, and an insane world leader wants that. They absolutely do not want that. All righty. Let's see. Over in the European Union, and again, we're starting to see the Iran bashing tank up. Remember, Netanyahu was over there at APEC saying, you've got to go after Iran, you've got to go after Iran. The European Union foreign policy chief said yesterday, Catherine Ashton, there's no guarantee that Iran and G5+1 will be to reach a final comprehensive agreement on Iran nuclear program. Of course, that's kind of a given. No deal is final until it's final. That lady hasn't sung yet. But it's interesting that they're putting this announcement out at the same time that Netanyahu is out there campaigning for war with Iran. Now, for those of you who missed it, Rand Paul won the 2014 CPAC straw poll by a huge margin, something like 30%. Ted Cruz was a distant second. A lot of people got up there trying to basically test the water for their support for 2016. Rand Paul came in way, way ahead. This was the same place where Sarah Palin was getting up there making a fool of herself. Over in Greece, there because the talks with the money junkies are in trouble, Greece fails to secure the next bailout tranche. And the sticking point again is always more austerity on the people. The Greek people have had enough of austerity. They're fed up with that. And the continued privatization of Greece's public assets delivered in gift wrap to private corporations. And they've had enough of that. Now, Greece's government will finally capitulate. We saw that in Cyprus, where Cyprus said, oh, we can't sell you any more of our public assets and our people don't want any more austerity. And the money junkies were saying, well, we're just going to cut you off and let you go. And Cyprus changed its mind. I suspect pressure will be brought to bear on the government of Greece to get them to change their mind. Who knows? Maybe the NSA is calling them up and playing them all recordings of their phone sex sessions with Fifi's fantasies or something. Because we know the money junkies and their servile government here in Washington, D.C., they love to play dirty. I think it's their divine right. Portugal's bailout program is expected to end in mid-May, and not expectedly. This does not mean the end of hardship for the Portuguese. Things are worse for the Portuguese people than they were before. All of these bailouts, all of these financial shenanigans, they are not done for the benefit of the nation and its people. It's all about grabbing more money away from the people and putting it in the bankers' pockets. Okay? Now, when we come back from this next break, and I know we got a phone call waiting, I'm going to get to it here, I want to talk a little bit more about what's going on in Libya and its potential ramifications to start a war in the Mediterranean itself. We'll be back with these words from our sponsors.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, Dad, you're still a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Drop 2000's Extendovite for my heart.
Heart Drop? Extendovite? What's that?
Well, it's just 7 herbs that are approved for helping my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, much more. Order your now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-63. Buy bottles and receive third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com. Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarass.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. No, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest and a kind of guy, but I must admit lately, what about giving something a try? Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Back to the show. And before we go to the phone calls here, Fox News was just airing a video of an anti-Russian demonstration in Crimea. And it looked to make, they had like about 20 people that they bribed to show up. If you look at photos of the pro-Russian demonstrations in other Ukrainian cities and the demonstrations of support in Moscow, those are huge crowds. So the propaganda is still on there. And again, the reason for this full court press on the propaganda against Russia is because right now the polls in the United States are showing more than 80% of the American people think the United States has no business in the Ukraine. Let them sort it out for themselves. Americans are opposed to more war. They're opposed to more of these covert overthrows that just make things worse. They're opposed to wars for the money junkies. They're fed up. We've had it enough, enough, enough. All righty, Obi in Colorado. Aloha, Obi. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind today?
Hi, Michael. I just wanted to real quick, I happened to be watching the Weather Channel about 20 minutes ago, and they had a story on about the 28 senators who were overnight and pushed through some legislation on climate control.
Uh-huh.
I think the reason they're in such a hurry about this is because Obamacare tanked so badly that they're desperate for money.
Yeah.
And so I do think that we're going to see a carbon tax before the end of the year.
We're going to see a carbon tax before the end of spring. I mean, Obamacare's real objective was $200 billion in pure profit to the health insurance companies, and the U.S. government was going to get their mafia-like to the action through taxes and dangle that new source of revenue in front of potential lenders. But it didn't happen. And so, even before this, we're out of this current setting winter. They're already out there, global war, this and that, and they're going to hit us with a carbon tax, and they won't till the end of the year. It's going to be as soon as it looks like the snow is starting to melt, they will hit us with a carbon tax, because you're right. This government is desperate for real wealth that they can confiscate and use for their wars, and more freshly printed dollars from the Federal Reserve isn't really a solution anymore. Because there's already something over $100 billion every month coming out of the Federal Reserve, and all of it is devaluing the dollar, not just here in the United States of America, as you can tell from your skyrocketing food prices at the market. It's devaluing the dollar all around the world at a time the world is looking for a reason to dump the dollar, and this is using the threat of militaries to keep everybody enslaved to it. That's what's brought us to the edge of World War III for real.
Well, I agree with you. Food prices are getting so ridiculous. I mean, we got a small little COLA raise this year, but it's been eat up through higher water bill, higher electricity bill. My groceries gone way up.
Mm-hmm.
So we're actually $100 in the hole compared to where we were last year.
You know, every time you go to this market, the prices are just a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. And I remember last month, I basically was not in a position to go to the supermarket for a two-week period. And the first time I went to the supermarket, I was able to get to the supermarket. I was looking at the prices, shock how much they'd gone up while I was otherwise occupied. It is. And it's going to keep on going. Because right now, the government and the corporations, their only solution to these problems is to find way to take more from you. We're coming up on a point where ordinary Americans are not going to be able to afford corporately supplied food. And the government is still out there and you're not allowed to grow your own. Up on food riots in this country. That's what will start. General revolution and violence against the government is when people get hungry. That's when it's going to really start happening.
I agree with Michael, and I should go take other callers, but I just wanted to make that point to you.
All right, well, thank you very much. At the moment, we don't have any other callers, but we're going to let you go here. And I want to talk about what's going on in Libya. We mentioned in hour number one response to that phone call. The reality is that the U.S. puppet regime in Libya has lost control of most of the country. They've actually been driven out of their own legislative building, and they're now trying to run what part of the country they control out of a five-star hotel. Two of the legislators were shot, and this would be gunmen storming the United States Congress and shooting a couple Congress critters and them abandoning the Capitol and deciding to run the government from the Watergate. That's how serious it is. The vast majority of the country of Libya is not under their control. It's under the control of the Libyan people, who are being called the rebels and the terrorists and so forth in the American media. But they're basically running the commerce of the country, and they are basically selling the oil to anybody who wants to buy it for whatever currency they want to pay for it. Of course, a threat to the U.S. petrodollar. Now, this puts the United States in a very awkward situation. How do they sell a new invasion of Libya to the American people when we just got out of there? And the answer is they can't. And so right now, with regards to Libya, for that matter, Afghanistan and Iraq, the U.S. is pretty much paralyzed. The American people are saying, look, you went in, you won, got Gaddafi, come home, stop winning money in the lower children there. Now, at issue right now is a North Korean-flagged tanker, which is currently in a tanker point in Libya, loading a cargo of crude oil. Now, the puppet regime is threatening to bomb that tanker. This obviously would be seen as an act of war by North Korea. Leadership is perhaps a little less mentally stable than national leadership tends to be naturally. And the Libyan rebels who are in charge of that port. And by the way, the rebels have control of three major Libyan oil ports. They're warning that if the puppet regime bombs this tanker, it will mean a renewed war to get them out of office. And that puppet regime is already losing when the people are coming into their legislative building and shooting their legislators. That's not a position of strength that you can go forward from. All right, we got some more callers on the line. Jerry, New Jersey. Aloha, Jerry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, man. You're talking about like XP, Windows XP, not being able, or I guess Microsoft isn't allowing you to get any more updates or anything like that.
Official support for XP ends next month. I understand that corporations can pay a fee for continued security updates into the future. Certainly all the antivirus companies are continuing the antivirus feature updates for XP, no end date supplied. So in terms of protecting your machine against security threats, you don't have to worry.
Let's bring something up. A site called oldapps.com,
mm-hmm.
and they carry a lot for like older, older systems that you can download for free. Most of them are free. So I just want to bring that up and have you check it out, see what you think about it.
Well, I'm certainly looking at it right now. I'm certainly going to bookmark it because in a lot of cases, the older versions of software run a lot better. I had a very bad experience with Adobe Creative CS5, and I just wound up deleting it. And I'm back to using Photoshop version 7 because it's adequate for all of my needs.
I want to bring it up real quick.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good information to know. So that's oldapps.com. I'm going to link it to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. There's a lot of good stuff just looking at that. Alrighty, let's see. We're going to grab one more phone call before the break. Alex in Florida, aloha. Alex, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Not much, Michael. How you doing, buddy? And I thank you for my call, for taking my call. I'm calling in reference to the gentleman that called back about the NSA and how there was someone telling him he should trust his government.
Yeah, the informant.
Another good fact to tell those kind of people is you're talking about a government that killed 4 million Vietnamese
mm-hmm.
in the Vietnam War. That's a wicked regime.
The informants will come back and say, well, they deserved it. They were Vietnamese. They opposed us. And, it really is rather pointless to argue with these undercover informants because if you think about it, these are people paid to argue with you, to waste your time, to wear you down, and they're never going to concede that you're right. They'll just change subject. It's not a meaningful, productive discussion. If you are a rabble-rouser, okay, ignore the people who are just out there screaming that you're a kook and you're a nut. They're probably in the pay of the government. What you want to do is find the people, and there's a lot of them out there, who understand something horrible has gone wrong with the country. They don't exactly know what it is, but they're ready to listen to alternative explanations for recent history. And those are the people you invest your time in. The guy who's standing up there in the bar saying, you're all kooks for thinking they're, you know, ignore them. They're paid, they're an undercover informants in most cases. It's a complete waste of time talking to them. And even worse, you could say something that the government would be able to use against you at some point in the future.
Michael, okay. What about people you love, brother? What about people you love that think the NSA is all right?
Well, actually, I've run out of those. We got to take a break for commercials.
I bet you didn't know that some of you can in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shitting, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down-and-dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slave obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more at the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current nation issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right, get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
What?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Okay. Pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introduce the Perfect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China. The shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilter.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilter.com.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we go any further here, with regard to our last caller, Undercover government informants don't live their lives in a monastery. They have friends. They have family. When just because you're friends with somebody or a relative of somebody doesn't mean they're not an undercover informant for the government. And I learned this one off the hard way many years ago, when the guy who was my best friend at the time invited me along on that anti-war protest at Disneyland that turned into a riot. And after it was all over, he revealed to me that he was an FBI undercover informant. He'd helped organize and then hijack this protest into the riot on orders from the Nixon White House to find a way to damage the credibility of the anti-war movement by portraying them in the media as vandals and thugs and general troublemakers. And at that point, he tried to recruit me as an FBI informant, which is the last day I ever spoke to the guy. And I'd insert an obscenity here, but we don't want to get the FCC. Excuse me. Down on our case here. So, yeah, just because somebody is family or a friend doesn't rule out the possibility that they're an undercover informant. Remember, everybody in history who got double-crossed, betrayed, or used, added into them by somebody they thought they could trust. All right, now, story out of Sudan. South Sudanese officials intercepted 11 United Nations trucks carrying weapons. And now the UN rule is arms should be transported air only in the country for security reasons. The South Sudanese officials saying, where were these weapons going? Is the UN playing both sides to keep up the turmoil and the chaos to justify an outside intervention? Okay. Now, Israel has just announced they're going to build another 1,400 new homes in territory claimed by Palestine. And, of course, this is angering the Palestinians. It's coming back in the so-called U.S.-led peace efforts. Netanyahu, who basically came out and said they're not going to freeze colony construction. They're not going to freeze the illegal settlements. He says it would serve absolutely nothing. That's his attitude. We can just go on building homes where we want, Jewish-only homes on Palestinian land, and really, you're just being silly if you try and make this an issue of peace talks. Netanyahu is also playing the delay game, saying that the U.S.-led peace talks will require at least another year. And let's see. There we are. I had to something in the control room here. I think what Netanyahu is doing is if he can get the peace talks put off for a year or delay them for a year, then he's just going to go on building more illegal settlements. And by the time the peace talks arrive and anything's accomplished, oh, it's all illegal settlements now. You can't expect us to give those up. So just bit by bit, they're chipping away at Palestine. And it all comes down to this double standard. Israel, for the entire 60-plus years of their existence, has been screaming about their right to exist and have a nation of their own. And yet, his attitude is, nobody else deserves that. We deserve a state of our own and a right to exist, but not you pesky Palestinians. Just get on out of here. And it's that double standard that has led to all the turmoil and bloodshed. If Israel would officially draw their borders, because they never have, and simply say, okay, this is now Israel, the Jewish state, and we grant the Palestinians the same thing we demand for ourselves, a right to exist and have a state of your own, then all of this trouble could have been avoided. All of this trouble could have been avoided. All right, before we get to the tower and Ben Swan, a couple of stories about gun owners and gun bans. Apparently, New Jersey is considering a new bill that is supposed to be banning assault weapons. And it defines an assault weapon as any rifle capable of holding more than 10 rounds. The problem is that includes a lot of hunting weapons that are going to be instantly declared illegal and their owners potential felons. There's no amnesty clause for turning it in. There's no grandfather clause for people who currently possess the weapons. This is going to ban the .22 caliber Marlin 60, the Winchester 190, the Remington Nylon 66. These are not weapons used in crime. They're not even weapons used in terror attack. The gun grabbers are out there just saying all guns are bad and we're going to get them all. Now, last week we were talking about this Connecticut cop who was out there saying, I cannot wait to get the order to kick your doors in. Apparently, he's been suspended. Which is a good idea because we are now hearing from the rank and file Connecticut police officers that they will not join in any plan to confiscate guns to the citizens of Connecticut. They will not be a party to the oppression of the people. So this is starting to backlash on the Connecticut legislature. They passed a law that was sweeping, draconian. They came out here with this tough stance saying, we don't care, you've missed the deadline, you're all criminals, and we're going to come after you. And now the police officers saying, I'm part of this. You know, I want to go after the real criminals, not criminals that are manufactured out of thin air by vote of the legislature. All righty. Let's see. The British government is demanding cuts of £125 million to the Higher Education Funding Council of England that supports funding for the poorest university students to go to school. So once again, college and university are becoming the province of the already rich and inherited wealth spoiled brats. Story over at internet.org. The economy requires fewer people working on Wall Street, making much less money, and it describes the Wall Street financial climate as a parasite on the economy, which it is. Wall Street does not manufacture anything. They don't provide anything in exchange for all the wealth they're getting. They're just professional at gaming the system, rigging the stock market, rigging LIBOR, rigging the gold prices to bring themselves wealth for which nothing of any tangible value is returned to society. And that is really the core of the evil of banking, especially when you have a bank that has been given the authorization to create and issue all of the currency in circulation as a loan at interest, which is the very same system of banking we fought a revolution to be free. Now, up in New Hampshire, whose motto is live free or die, they passed a bill, House Bill 1533, which bans the use of any information obtained from a portable electronic device without a warrant. In other words, this whole idea of we can grab your cell phone and copy off the memory or grab your tablet and prosecute you for anything that might be on it, like illegally downloaded MP3s, that's apparently not possible in New Hampshire. So good for the grantators standing up for liberty. Live free or die. And I noticed there were a lot of speeches at CPAC about this, about how completely overboard the surveillance and spying has gone. And so it's going to be an issue, possibly for November, definitely for 2016. That Fourth Amendment is worth fighting for. In fact, all of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution are worth fighting for because that is what keeps the government from turning into, well, pretty much what it's turned into now. They're not playing by the rules anymore. Get back to Israel. The Arab League will not recognize Israel as a Jewish state, which is kind of okay. I refuse to recognize the United States as a white state, which is really what it comes down to. Israel wants permission from the rest of the world to be an officially apartheid state. If you're Jewish, you're one class of citizens. Everybody else, second place. And in this day and age, 21st century, that's really not seen as a legitimate government when you're openly racist. We got to take a break for the top of the hour news and commercials. We'll be back with Ben Swan after these few words.
Financial